Here at 8:20 on your July 28th, we welcome in Kirsten Parker of the Golden Spike. Kirsten, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. Another day in paradise, but ready for a hot one, it looks like.
Ooh, I know. I know. It's going to be a warm one the next couple days, unfortunately.
Rail day's quickly approaching, believe it or not.
Yes, yes. A week and a half. So,
wow.
Starting next weekend, August 6th through the 8th, we're excited. The big boy's going to be coming in. The big
Again?
Boy steam engine. Yes, we are very lucky. That has been a project in the making, and we're so excited that they were able to put us as its debut for the 2021 season. So,
oh, really? Yes, I knew that it was coming.
This will be the first time that it'll be out.
Yeah. I did not know this was going to be its debut.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And when was it here last? Was that
2019.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. In 19, it kind of got, it did a tour, and then its intention is to do a Goodwill tour every single year. And so when it was going out in 2019, it only hit so many places. So in 2020, it was supposed to hit more places. Obviously, with COVID, they shut down the steam area. They they canceled events. And so now in 2021, they were able to reopen it with a limited amount of display places. So it's going to be going to five locations it didn't go to in 2019. However, we are one of those lucky places that's getting it twice.
What a blessing.
I know. And they're going to kick it off, of course, with us here in North Platte. So the nice thing is the big boy is technically stored in our service unit.
Okay.
So Bailey Yard and Cheyenne are in the same service unit. So we get the home team advantage.
Home field advantage.
Home field. See, I'm not a sports person. You are. So I could talk to you about fair quinologist all day. But yeah, when it comes to sports, yeah. But yeah,
Kirsten,
so
I love seeing the big boy. I really do. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I love the most are watching the children's reaction to the big boy.
I know.
A train fanatic myself. When I was a boy, I loved trains, but. And I love seeing the big boy, but it's just so much more fun watching the kids' reactions.
I know. The kids of all ages, too.
Yeah,
there's something about that whistle going and the steam going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be really neat. We got two new live cams this year, too. So when it rolls through Bailey Yard about 2:30 on Friday, we have a camera operator that's going to be coming in to operate those cameras so people can watch it online in real time, which will be very neat. These are 4K cameras. We actually had to dumb the cameras down with our bandwidth. That's how awesome they are.
Wow.
And so it'll be a really great view. They're going to bring it in, and then of course on Saturday, that's when the public can actually go up to it, get their photos taken with it, and really have that opportunity. It won't have the experience train on it. So you won't be able to go on to it because they're going to pick that up on the way down to New Orleans. But it will have the big boy with it, which is what the cool part is, and the opportunity to meet Ed and the team and all the steam team that's coming along with it. So that'll be really cool. And then, of course, we got like the model train show. That's going to be going on at the DNN Event Center. Interesting fact on that. So the model train club is the one who puts it on, the Flat Rock Club. They actually, one of their members' house caught on fire this past year in 2020, and their entire model set was in that home.
Oh, no.
So they lost it completely. So they have literally, over the last few months, been working to rebuild their entire model train set. And so this will be its debut as well. So
life
that'll
gives
be
you lemons.
Exactly. You make a train set.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that'll be interesting. And then, of course, we have the kids' events. And we have food events, and we have a new food event this year.
Making its debut.
Yes, and it is called the Canteen Cook-Off for the Connection, because it's going to be held here in the Canteen District.
Awesome.
And so I just got to tell you, Scott Schroeder and Zach, my guess, they were probably having a beer and said, you know what, these people need some help, we got to do an event. We tell people all the time, if you're complaining about something, do something about it. These two guys did.
Put their money where their mouths were.
They did. And they said, hey, we want to hold this cook-off. We want to do, we want to raise some money for the connection. They put it out on Facebook, said, anybody willing to help? I reached out to them and said, absolutely, I can help you with the insurance and I can help you with the advertising. Let's put it as part of Rail Days, you know, and we can help you with that. And they have been working so hard, but we're having a hard time getting teams.
Sure.
So we only need... So to form a team, it can be one person, it could be a family, it could be an organization, it could be a business.
A nonprofit group, maybe?
It could be a nonprofit, absolutely. You just have to provide 200 samples of something. Okay, so there's going to be an award for the best beef, chicken, pork, and then a side.
Mm-hmm.
But just 200 samples sizes of something. It's $20 to be a part of the team. We just need to have some skin in the game.
Sure.
But where we're going to make the money is the people that are coming down to it. That's where we're going to make the money to give the money to the Connection Homeless mm-hmm. Shelter. And so we need to have those teams to feed those people coming down. So that's where we need some help. So
and all the funds go to the Connection, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Rail Days, we're picking up the advertising bill. We're picking up the insurance bill.
Sure.
Zach at Good Life is picking up the beer garden, so he's taking care of that. So that way, it's pure profit. We're even putting in the award money.
Oh,
so
awesome!
It's truly profit for this event. So we're trying to make it so much fun for Scott and Zach to be able to walk in and hold this event and give a good donation to the Connection. But again, we need that community support. So I'm so proud of these guys.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to have teams.
And it's always a chance like this going in its inaugural
Correct.
Year, as you know better than anybody,
oh, yes.
Kirsten. But
Absolutely.
If we could just get it up on the ground this year, I think
Correct.
That this would be something that we could probably look at doing annually during Rail Days.
And that's what their hope is to turn it into a fundraiser that is held annually. We feel like we've got a great, great venue with the Canteen District. It's right next to the Connection. The Connection has skin in the game. They are bringing people down to help us set up picnic tables, to help set up the beer garden, to help set up the fencing and the orange cones and all that. They're going to be taking money at the gate, so they're coming down and volunteering. So not only am I so proud of Zach and Scott for coming up with this idea, putting their money where their mouth is and saying, hey, let's put this together, but then they're also getting the organization that's going to benefit from it, getting them involved as well. So what can we do to help support them? Provide 200 food samples of something and be there from 4 to 7. So,
and when Scott was on last week or the week before, I forget, but he brought up maybe go hit up some local businesses and say, hey, you know, I want a little bit of help in, in getting these 200 meals provided. Would you be interested in being a sponsor? And maybe we could print out a sign or something, have your business cards there.
Absolutely.
There's great local businesses that would love to help.
Yeah, reality is, I mean, it's going to probably cost you about $250 to do 200 samples of something. So
sure.
We're not even asking for a meal, we're asking for samples. And so if you look at it, that's a $200 to $250 donation to the Connection that you're doing. Because if you're there, we're going to make that money back with guests coming in and give that money directly to the Connection.
Yep.
And so I mean, and you could even go cheaper. You need a cheaper avenue. I am thrifty, and I can help you come up with menu options.
I bet you could.
So, you just let me know if you have questions, you don't know what to serve. You know, obviously, we want to have a fun barbecue if people can test their skills, but we also understand not all of us know how to run a grill.
Yeah.
So, or a smoker. So, let me know. I'd be happy to talk menu items with you. Tell me your budget, and we'll make something happen. But
absolutely.
Give me a call at the Golden Spike Tower. Hit up Scott Schroeder on Facebook. You can hit up Zach over at Good Life on the Bricks, all three of us, or go to goldenspiketower.com under the events tab. There is the entire Rail Day schedule, and then there is a button for that vendor form. But we would love for people to participate in that.
And Rail Days this year, you're partnering a little bit with the Downtown Association and the Canteen District, right?
Yeah, so we've got a couple different events. Of course, the big boy is going to be downtown. We've got the Canteen Cook-Off, and that's where I was really excited. We wanted to have some events in our brand new downtown renovated area.
Showcase it a little.
Absolutely. And then we're really excited on Sunday. I know it's an odd time, but you do what you got to do when it's working in an event schedule. Is over at the Fox Theater, we are holding the 1939 movie of Union Pacific that was actually filmed on Union Pacific Line, and it was premiered in Omaha. So some of the filming was actually here. So very cool story. Todd Van Campen gave us this idea, and we thought, oh, that's great. Talked with the Fox. We got that worked out. So it'll be a 11 o'clock on Sunday the 8th.
Awesome.
Nice and air conditioning and watch an old 1939 movie.
In the Neville Center.
In the Neville Center of all places.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think that'll be fun.
Kirsten, anything else you'd like to add about Rail Days this morning?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just hop online if you can, goldenspiketower.com. Go under that events tab. There is a long list of activities, and we definitely hope that you can come out and enjoy one, two, three, four of the events. We've got anywhere from kids' events to social events in the evening to the model train show to the big boy to food events. You know, we've really, the pulled pork and corn feed out at the museum.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's just so many great events that we would love people to come and visit.
Kirsten, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon as we continue to preview Rail Days.
Sounds good. Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.